You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee voted to increase the bonding authority of the Safe Drinking Water Loan and Clean Water Fund program last week. The unanimous vote increased the bonding authority of the programs by over $730 million, which officials say could lead to increased funding assistance for wastewater treatment infrastructure projects across the state. Maintaining water quality has become a hotly contested topic over recent years as municipalities across the state struggle with PFAS contamination and general pollution issues. The Richland County Fairgrounds is the site of the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, which runs through Sunday. Tonight and tomorrow night, the rodeo competition will be held in the grandstands. Special introductions will be at 7, and performances will start at 7:30. Tonight will also be Wear Pink for Grace Night. Tomorrow morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. Cost to attend is $7 Friday and Saturday and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 Friday and Saturday and $8 Sunday for senior citizens and students, and $4 all 3 days for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted for free. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. For more information, you can contact Kenda at 608-475-1886. National and global economic conditions top the list of concerns for state business leaders, according to the latest Wisconsin Employer Survey. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Combined Manufacturers Association, and State Chamber of Commerce conducts the survey twice a year to gauge the top issues facing the state's business climate. When asked what is the biggest concern facing your business, 36% of the respondents said it was the state of the national economy, while 13% said it was global economic conditions. Healthcare costs and labor availability also ranked within the responses. Kurt R. Bauer, WMC president and CEO, said uncertainty always has an economic impact. Trade, the status of the federal budget reconciliation package, and unnerving geopolitics are unpredictable at best right now. So it is no surprise that Wisconsin business leaders are concerned about how their business and the broader economy will fare in the months and years to come. Bauer went on to say that uncertainty is likely the reason why hiring has become easier. Despite the uncertainty, 86% of survey respondents say that their business was profitable in the last 6 months, and 92% predict that they will be profitable through the end of 2025. Business leaders also rate the Wisconsin and U.S. economies about the same, with 20% calling the Wisconsin economy strong, 68% calling it moderate, and 12% saying it is weak. An immigrant man wrongly accused of threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump can be released from Wisconsin prison on bond. Ramon Morales Reyes was accused of writing a letter threatening Trump in a blistering social media post by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. But the claims quickly fell apart as authorities determined that Reyes was framed. Judge Carla Espinoza set Morales Reyes's bond at $7,500 during a brief hearing Tuesday at Immigration Court in Chicago. He could be released from a Wisconsin prison this week. Following the move in the 2023-24 season at UW-Madison, UW-Stevens Point will explore sale of alcoholic beverages at hockey and basketball games. Pointer's athletic director, Brad Duckworth, says it would mean a new revenue stream and bring a measure to control consumption during games. The Stevens Point Park Commission has signed off, but Duckworth emphasizes more approvals from the university and city are needed. The city operates Community Stadium at Gork Park and the adjacent K.B. Willett Ice Arena. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials say they are preparing to cut back on some of the programs they offer over the next couple of years following a drop in revenue. The agency brings in most of its funding from economic development surcharges, and officials say the revenue brought in from those surcharges have not kept pace with inflation. The agency saw a $4 million drop in revenue, and funding is expected to decline even further. Governor Tony Evers called for a 160% budget increase for the agency in his biennial budget proposal. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff today in honor of former Major General Jerome Jerry Berard, who died January 27th at the age of 87. Born in Hayward, Major General Berard led an accomplished career in the Wisconsin National Guard for over four decades. Major General Berard earned several accolades and awards throughout his honorable service, including the Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, the Silver DeFleury Medal, and three Meritorious Service Medals. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is accepting applications for grant funding aimed at improving housing and shelter services in the state. The agency opened the grant application process on Thursday for nonprofits and cooperatives that provide emergency shelter services, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Chosen organizations will receive a share of $2 million in grant funding with a maximum award of $50,000. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of the consumers who provide the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew host the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.